The regular meeting of the Naca Sanitary District for October 4th, 2022 has been called to order. Is anybody here? Got a pen? Thank you.
Is there a roll call?
Yes. Andy Foster.
Present.
Charlie Beeny.
Here.
Steve Day here. Jesus is not here. Yet. Anyway. I don't know, I read the old minutes, they look good to me. Anybody got any comments?
Andrew?
Go ahead, no comments.
Okay. Yeah, I wrote them, so.
I move that we accept the agenda as written.
I second the motion.
Actually, I should say the agenda for September 12, 2022, the minutes for September 12, 2022. I accept them as written.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes unanimously by all members present. Okay, cool, that's easy.
In our old business, I suggest we table the next.
Well, I'll just pull, I'm just going through here now. Okay, we'll pull that. Right now, just because I can do this, it's legal, I'm going to pull the discuss the edit and approve the draft. I'm going to pull that off.
Of the Spanish bylaws?
Yeah, because Jesus actually has that. He's not here right now, so.
Next order of old business.
Okay, let's see, I'm also.
Discuss past due accounts.
Well, the big one paid, so now we can go on.
So, yep, and here's Jesus.
Oh, here comes Jesus, yes, okay.
So reamend that, we can start over again too.
Oh, just, well, he's late. He's here though, it doesn't matter.
Yep.
See if he brought that.
Welcome.
I guess Jesus.
We just started.
Showed up, so.
We approved the minutes and we're just on to discussing past due accounts. Here's your agenda.
Thank you.
So just take a minute.
I was going to pull that thing off the agenda about the approve the draft of the Spanish bylaws.
Right, well.
These are the.
Okay. Very good, I'll take them to, I'll make copies and take them to the clerk's office tomorrow. There's our oath of offices.
And I don't know when.
Okay, these are the edits, okay, very good.
I can turn them in this early, I guess.
Yeah, we can.
No problem.
Very good, so I'll recorrect these and then give them back to you for yet another revision.
Okay.
So yeah, we are back to discuss, edit, and approve. And I've received the draft of the Spanish bylaws and now I'm.
Oh, you do have them, I guess, I won't pull it from the agenda.
And so we did discuss it. And I am going to re-edit them and get them back to Jesus. So we're back to discuss past due accounts and their financial status.
Oh, okay.
Under old business.
Oh, yeah.
So.
The one big one, the.
RV park.
Yeah, the RV park.
Should I explain that?
Well, they just paid their bill, it's good.
Right.
I don't know, you can talk about it if you want, yeah.
Yeah.
They paid their bill, so they're caught up until next year.
So I had to take a picture, an overhead aerial view and request that they pay on time. And I didn't hear back, so I wrote to Gil Niederlitz, who does our contracting on excavation and asked him what it would take to disconnect a customer. And I sent a copy to the RV park.
Accidentally sent one to Bruce.
No, I did it on purpose, he was CC'd in it. And that was over the weekend and he came in yesterday and paid $2,500 in cash. So he settled it immediately, so.
The bank didn't say it was counterfeit, did it?
No. It all passed.
He didn't print it that day.
But I'm not as good as your sister at that, but I'm getting better, so. I got the result, you know, with a minimum of hassle, so I'm proud to report that. So, and once we have the Spanish bylaws, we'll start sending them to the next, you know, past due customers.
Well, there are some there that are not really, the
kind of ignore it.
Yeah, they get a copy of the bylaws. They're special. They get a copy of the bylaws.
Yeah, we needed to get the. That's the. Yeah, now everybody else. I don't think anybody owes us more than a few hundred dollars.
Oh yeah, there's some there.
$700. Yeah, I'm still saying, but not even more than $2,500. So yeah.
And the phone status, I haven't heard back from Sparklight. I got to call them, Alex, and reschedule an appointment in here because I guess they never called back and I never heard from them. So I got to say I did not follow up on that. So the status is that we still need the phone, and I will get on it tomorrow.
Yeah, we need a phone.
And I will
to be legitimate.
Absolutely. So I'm on that tomorrow again. Maybe another, you know, provider. So that's what I know about the phone status. Any questions?
No.
Okay, cool. Well, you guys didn't have to run for election. You just got appointed.
So new business?
Yeah, so you just kind of got appointed. So
let me read the pertinent things for the record here. So candidates who filed will be appointed by the Board of Supervisors and will have the same powers and duties as if elected. So Andrew Foster, Angelica Coronado, and Jesus Guerrero, as of December 1st, will be deemed as elected, and that we will begin a new term on December 1st. So that means
they did move it to December 1st.
Yeah, it is December 1st. That's why I brought this to discuss.
Well, so, they finally put it in the manual that they moved.
It's in the manual, and it's also in this email.
Basically, the 1st of December. Right after the election.
And yeah, for the record, for these positions in which no one filed a nomination petition or nomination paper, those positions are hereby deemed vacant effective December 1st, 2022 for fire, sanitary, hospital, and road improvements, and effective January 1st for irrigation and water conservation. So we will, after December 1st, we will be electing a new board. So this will be, you know, we will have a new election of officers.
Yeah, we just get the first one and we figure free.
So you
get rid of me,
know,
as chairman, because that's not your
So chairman. Our first full board meeting, we will have an election and come up with a chair, vice chair, and a secretary.
Yeah, give that to somebody else do that for. It's like the hardest thing in the world. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding.
And so that's what we're
But if Angelica wants to be on the board.
You're on the board.
Yeah.
And I will put in. And so, yeah, for the record, we have the oath of office for Angelica Coronado and Jesus Guerrero. And they have to, I'll make a copy for our records and then take the originals to the clerk of the Board of Supervisors.
Yeah, and then we can, if she wants to actually start early, we can vote in.
Right.
We can appoint her to fill the vacancy of Robert
Kurlowski,
just resigned, the guy that was never here.
Okay.
And so we have the vacancy. She can start early if she wants. We just have to nominate her and approve her, and then she can. We actually could do that, especially if she's already got all this stuff.
You have
an anyway.
Office. That's the same.
Yeah, that's basically. She has to prove that she's. Well, yeah.
So we can appoint her for the next meeting if we have
she's
one
already
before
got all
December 1st.
She's already got all the prerequisites then, so she could be appointed.
Because
you know what.
She would have to be.
Otherwise, she'd have to prove you're an elector and. Do one of these, which you already did.
Yeah.
To get picky, you've
so
already done one
to,
of these.
Yeah. They're close enough.
Cool. Have we got any more to say about that?
Not much.
Okay.
We just, now everyone's advised that our new term is coming up.
Discuss the professional engineering review. Oh, okay. Here, let me give everybody an update. I contacted those guys. We had a meeting. Okay. And they're
on September 23rd,
whatever.
We had a meeting. Well, we have to explain it. So on September 23rd, we had a meeting with USDA, WIFA, and ADEC representatives over the phone, Steve and I. Mm-hmm. And today he had a follow-up. At the meeting, it was suggested that we have a professional engineering review that they would pay for.
A plan of action.
Yeah, a plan of action.
So they submitted me a plan of action.
Today.
It's kind of complicated, so.
That just happened just a couple hours ago, right?
A timeline, anyway. Yeah.
So forward it
so
to
they're
me.
Good at.
So that we
pretty straight. There's some things we have to do.
And this is to get us in position to qualify for USDA, the ADEQ, and water infrastructure financing.
But there's a procedure, yeah, but basically what I've got here, there's a procedure we have to go through. They've got a timeline set out. And basically by September 30th of next year, basically we'll have everything in order and we'll have all the grants. I'll figure out what grants we need and how to get applied for them and applied for them. And hopefully, and then they're going to get us letters of conditional support and stuff for that. But yeah, there's a couple of things we have to do, but they're very, very simple. They're going to do that. We'll have to provide them with our policy and procedures and 3 years of revenues and operating expenses kind of stuff if available and that kind of stuff. Correct. So basically, that's basically all we're going to have to do. And then I'm thinking January of next year, then we're going to publish notification of application, provide time for public comment on any of their recommendations. So we actually have to print it in a newspaper what we're going to do. But basically, there's a whole bunch of stuff we're going to do. I'll get a copy of that sent to him because it's a Microsoft file, but I can get it into PDF and send it. It's a doc.
We'll work on it and discuss it at the next meeting.
Yeah, but that's just, yeah, and then I'll just show you the timeline. It's just we don't need to get that actually approved by anybody because this is part of the procedure that we approved already. So we don't need further approval on that. Which is good.
Basically means that
I still have questions, but I have to ask those people when I talk to them. And I guess the first thing is by the 7th, which is a few days away, that we're going to have a contact or a go-to meeting thing or whatever to do a few, to get a few things in order.
On the 7th of November?
No, October.
Oh, October.
Yeah, here in a few days. I'm assuming Mario will email me tomorrow or whatever about that.
Okay.
See what we want to do.
And that's Mario Casillas of USDA.
Yep. Yep. So,
any questions, comments regarding our professional engineering review plan of action?
Yeah, part of that. I mean, it's a list of like 12 or 13 things, and they all come. It's like one. It's like every 3 weeks there's something else they're doing, so it's not just like a long time waiting stuff. I mean, we do this meeting, and then in a couple of weeks they're gonna come up with. They're going to identify what we are. We may have already done this, 7? No. And then they're going to identify, I think they have to take care of this, not us. But anyway, identify what our qualifications or whatever, and then there's a few other things. But they will help guide us through what we have to do and what all of those things mean.
Okay.
So that's probably what we'll go over tomorrow.
Or on the 7th, correct?
On the 7th, yeah, or by the 7th. That's the timeline. So I don't have anything more on that.
Member and staff comments. Any comments, Monica?
Well, just the past two. Some people are just ignoring it.
Okay.
I'm sending out some extra invoices today.
I'll come in and we'll make a list and start on that. They all have to get a copy of the bylaws so they know that, there's rules. That's what we're following.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we also have to. Yeah.
Any comments from the board?
Yeah, we definitely. Well, we've got to get our invoices in order so they. I think it has something to do with setting everything up on a 30 or 60-day net pay type credit thing, and then the invoices will reflect past due amounts and stuff.
Okay.
If I remember correctly, but yeah. You got to dig deep in the QuickBooks to find it.
And there is no public here.
Okay, then in that case, I Move to adjourn the meeting.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.